Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
Well, that's ambitious.
Here's John Williams.
Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Yeah, this is John. It's about 10 after 1, and it's an awful day downtown Chicago. A little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, and some really big thunder claps that just went, bam! Lots to cover on the show today. I want to talk in this first hour a little bit about, just because it's what you do if you're a talk show host. Every year somebody wins the Super Bowl or the World Series, and then every year they go to see the president, and then every year one of them goes, well, I don't think I'm going to go, and then we all tie our underwear in a knot and talk about that. And this year it seems to be, I mean, this is the first one. It seems to be a little different. I've got a couple things to say about that. We'll let you talk about it, too. We'll talk about what happened at Facebook and what they can or should do about it. And was the election in Georgia for the 6th Congressional District, a sort of sign of things to come? Judy Pilak is in our studio. Hi, Judy Pilak.
Hello, John.
I asked you to come on because I wanted to see the ring that your son got for working for the Cubs for the World Series. And you don't have that yet, do you?
I don't, but he's getting it today.
So,
it will be on my finger soon.
And it will be on eBay soon.
No can do.
Everybody's been talking about these rings for a variety of reasons, and now the Cubs sent out that memo. What was your thought about that, where they have all the restrictions on the staff that gets the rings?
You know what? I'm okay with it because he's okay with it, my son.
Yeah.
He's just so happy to be
getting it.
Because
he's not going to sell it anyway,
no,
so it's whatever.
And you know what? He's a seasonal worker at Wrigley Field.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
So everybody's talking about how the Cubs are giving away about 2,000 of these rings in flights. Not everybody gets 108 diamonds. But Marlene Wells, one of our staff members, was talking to us from the marketing department, and she said, well, when the Blackhawks won, everybody got the same ring.
Yep, they were just on the air last week saying that.
That's awesome.
Yes.
The Bears, Bears never won anything.
I don't know about their rings.
It was so long ago. It's kind of amazing to me how generous, I'll say, these teams are. You did not have to give it to the ticket terrors or the docent who does seasonal tours of Wrigley Field, but everybody was in on
it. Yep. Now, as I understand it, there were three tiers of rings. The player rings, players in front office, and then a lower tier, maybe the people who've been there for a long time, probably my son's bosses, and then people like my son.
And what does he do?
He is in facilities, so he, like, sets up the barricades and gets the water for the workers.
Does he like doing that?
He turns all the TVs on in the stadium.
Somebody's got to do it.
He loves it.
Who wouldn't? I want to work there.
And let me tell you, so he started there when he was going to DePaul, so he was in college, and he lived a block away, and I said, oh, hey, you need a job, and look where you live. Go march yourself over there and get a job, which he did. And this is a kid who's never liked sports. Never played. He played up until maybe, 7 years old when he said, I hate soccer. I hate baseball. And we said, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
So anyway, now he's working for the Cubs and he knows everything about the Cubs, loves the Cubs. It's just
Does
hilarious.
He love baseball? Does he love
yes.
the Cubs playing baseball
he
or he just loves
the
company? Really?
He now loves sports and that's all it took. But mostly he really loves working there. I don't know why. He does hard work.
Okay, so you don't have the ring on you. You said he's getting it today, and you said you'll bring the ring in on Friday.
I sure will.
But it's his ring, Judy.
You know what? When I said that to him today, I drove him in this morning, and I said, oh, by the way, I'm gonna need that ring for Friday. And he kind of had a look on his face like,
well, it's kind of his ring.
Hey, guess what? It's kind of my house he lives in, and I will be. Like, I kind of looked at him like, are you living in my room?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I haven't reintroduced to my now 1-3 audience the mortgage rule. And you can exercise this whenever you need it. Whoever's name is on the mortgage makes the rules.
Thank you.
That's the mortgage rule. And you go, oh, yeah, it sucks because you worked and you got the ring and it's your ring. Let's just go ahead and review.
The mortgage.
Oh, look at that. It's my name, not yours. So that's the mortgage rule. Boom. And then you say, well, if you want to keep the ring on Friday, get your own mortgage and then you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, he's off Friday. That's why I picked Friday. I said, listen, I'm just going to wear it to work if, you know. I did ask if that's okay.
What will his have, do you know, on it, the ring?
I think he said, because I think he said he saw it because his boss was on his level last year, so he got the lower tier ring. But I think he said there was a, he described it as a red stone, a blue stone, and a white stone. So let's go with diamond, ruby, and sapphire. And then it has World Series Cubs. And so I put my high school ring on today, which is really small. I said, is it kind of like this? And he said, no, it's a lot bigger.
Well, maybe it's like a man's class ring, which are always
bigger.
Yeah,
I think he thought it was a little bit bigger than that. But nice. We'll see.
Oh,
I know
that is so
I'm
much
so
fun.
interested.
And, you know, I was more interested. I mean, I'm happy for you, and I'm just intrigued by all of this. But I was also very interested in the conversation earlier this week and last week about this letter that the Cubs sent out.
Yeah,
I know. And Bertrand and I got into a disagreement about it. I think if you give somebody a gift, that's their gift. It's a gift. Gifts don't come with strings attached, otherwise they're not gifts. So if your son decided that he wanted to give it to his girlfriend or sell it or do whatever he wants to with it, I think that's his right. I don't think the Cubs should be that way.
I'm okay with it, but I understand what you're saying, and that would, your argument would probably hold up in a court of law, right? If it came down to it, because I don't know if you read the part where if they wanted, they could sell it if they want, but they have to first offer it to the Cubs
for $1. Yeah, right.
I laughed so hard when I saw that the other day. Cause,
why?
Because it just cracks me up, because I'm like, well, you're not going to sell it, obviously. Why would you can't? You can't sell it. The Cubs will, of course, buy it for a dollar.
You can give it to somebody, but then they have the same restriction. So if the Cubs don't like that person, or if they don't want them to resell it, then, or give it away, then, so this contract follows. It's sort of like PermaSeal. PermaSeal, when they do your basement, that stays with the home. You could have other owners come
right.
and go. You made a face like, how is that like PermaSeal?
I'm like, where is he going with this? Oh, my goodness. Yes, you're right.
But the
I
contract
love
stays with the home, as it will with the diamond ring.
Right. Now, interestingly,
it's like PermaSeal.
He at first said that his name was going to be on the ring.
Oh, that
up
would be
until
swell.
Yesterday. He's like, oh, no, I guess the name's now. Now, again, that would be another little, you know, a
reason
little
to keep
reason.
It.
Well, no, that would be another little, you know, great thing for the Cubs. If someone did sell it on eBay or
you'd know who did.
You'd know who did it.
Will his have the goat on the underside, too?
No, those are only the player
was
ones.
Was not a fan of that.
Yeah,
myself.
So I'm good with that too.
Yeah.
So his seems much, and really, let's think about it. If he had gotten the same ring as the players, that would go right in a safe. He would never wear it. This one I think is more wearable, and as I said, you could now potentially pass yourself off as maybe a AAA player. Or
right? Yeah. Hey, look at that. I was in the program.
Yeah. What do you do? Well, I'm the catcher.
Actually, I don't know the answer to that. Do the single A, double A? I don't suppose the minor league players. I don't think they're getting rings. I'm pretty sure the Cubs farm system employees and players don't get the rings.
Are you sure? Because it was the Cubs employees. I'm thinking the food service people won't get them because they're not Cubs employees.
Oh, they work for that company.
Right,
the
but I mean, do AAA players?
Well, they work for the Cubs.
Do they get a check from the Cubs?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so.
But I haven't heard that. Golly, that really spreads its wings. I mean, we're talking 2,000 people. You got 40 guys on the roster and the coaches and then... Yeah, maybe it includes the minors.
Because I think, although it seemed to me that when they took the front office to one of the playoff games, it was a couple hundred people. I was shocked at the number of people who work there every day.
Let me ask, Bruce, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? Hi.
Hi, John. Hi, Judy.
Hello.
Interesting conversation. And I'm wondering if anybody's ever talked about the value of these rings and whether all these employees are going to have this added to their compensation for the year and if they're going to have to pay taxes on it and what the value of the ring is.
You have asked a great question, and you're absolutely right. Yes, they will. They have valued the ring. I think we'll know more today, but I think he said maybe $500, and he will have to pay taxes on a $500, but I think the appraisal... It's all very technical. Was maybe $2,000 or I don't know if
that
makes sense.
I'll bet he could get $2,000
right.
for it.
Right, but they said it will be added to your salary, your income that we provide you with, and you will have to pay taxes.
So here's a $500 gift that's going to cost you $100.
Yep.
Right. totally worth it. I'd pay $100.
Exactly. I'm still smiling.
But that means for the players, because theirs are $11,000, right? So I'm sure they got $2,500, but so the players will get a 1099 or whatever you call it on that, and they'll have to add that to their income.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, interesting, Bruce. Thanks for the phone call.
Sure enough.
Yeah. Have a good day. Because the other point about the value of the ring, say a 500 ring gets $2,000 on the market, or one of the mid-level rings gets a lot. Here's my point. Should you deny that person that money if they want to sell it? Say some of the, not everybody's a millionaire that works for the Cubs. They gave you that ring. It's worth something now. And you could use a new roof. You know, oh, but you can't sell that ring because I don't know why.
Well, let's be realistic. They will be on eBay. You know, in a year or two, those rings will be on eBay. I don't think my son would ever sell his, even if he was destitute, because
somebody will test it.
It means so much to him.
In fact, what's the over-under on that? So today is, what is today? April 19th. How long before one of these pops up on the secondary market?
Yep.
End of June?
And how are you going to trace it? Who, you know, you could sell it to a private person.
And
no
then,
questions
and is
asked.
It worth it to the Cubs to try and find that clot back? I don't know. What are you going to do? Go beat somebody up?
Right. I will tell you, my son, he has some cousins who want to meet him out tonight to see the ring.
No kidding.
And I've already prepped him. They will ask you if they can wear it.
Your son is eminently dateable now, too.
I haven't seen
him in years, but I think I'm sure he's an attractive, fun, friendly, handsome young man.
He's a great
but,
guy.
But he's also one with a Diamond Cubs ring.
Yes.
Dan, you're on the air. What can we do for you? Hi.
Yeah, I'll just only make one comment. I don't think the people that got it, that it'll be valued at $500 because of the restriction. I think it'll only be valued at what they could get if they sold it. And they only can sell it for a dollar back to the Cubs. So I think there's actually rulings in the IRS code that would support that. So they won't be out $100 in taxes, but it's still a good gift.
So it will be no taxes then, you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. I think they have a legitimate argument.
Are you a CPA?
Yeah, he is not.
Yes, I am.
You are not.
All right.
You are not.
Yes.
Is this my brother-in-law, Bob?
I'm so sorry you called. You're just taking all the joy out of this, Dan. What the heck?
No, I like that comment. I don't want to pay taxes. Yeah.
Well, what do you just... All right, but all of that notwithstanding, Dan, if somebody said, hey... I mean, what do you think they could get for that ring? What would somebody pay?
Anywhere, you know, if they put it on eBay, anywhere between $500 and $1,000.
For this low-level one, yeah.
Yeah,
low-level. I mean, entry-level. Let's not call it low. It's the entry-level.
Yeah, the entry-level. Yeah, but the restriction... I mean,
I don't think that will matter to people.
But for tax purposes, it will.
Oh, well, yeah. For tax purposes, maybe. I don't know what you mean for tax purposes.
He's saying it's only worth a dollar if the Cubs put that restriction on there. So we, Conlin, should only have to pay a penny.
Yeah, right.
In
That's
taxes.
Right.
Go ahead and fight that fight.
I mean, what? Are you a lawyer? Because we need one apparently now.
We've already got a good accountant on the line.
Oh, well.
Interesting. Hey, Dan.
It's a good gift.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, this is not what we should be focused on.
It is. We don't want to be paying taxes if we don't have to.
Probably the seasonal employees are, well, I don't know, maybe they have other income too, but.
Dick Conlin works here as well.
Well,
so not really.
No, but I mean a real job.
Oh, I'm crying.
I have
inside.
To take a break. It's 1:22. This is WGN.